Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Before we head to Jonas, fifth caller right now, 410-583-1057. You get two tickets to see Seether and Daughtry, October 12th at Pier 6 Pavilion, 410-583-1057. Tickets to see Seether and Daughtry. And the Ravens minicamp in the books. I think the Vets have to be at training camp by July 22nd, so it's a little bit of a break. It's a perfect time to talk to our friend Jonas Schaefer, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner, and joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So since we last spoke, Jair Alexander is a Raven. What did you think of the signing?
Good bit of business for the Ravens. You know, $4 million guaranteed, up to $6 million. I think it's definitely a fair price to pay. The fact that you're basically paying nothing for Obuzie and now you've got close to nothing for Jair Alexander, and those are two potential starters. You know, we'll see when the rubber hits the road in July and August just how those guys actually hold up in the heat and with the physicality of actually getting back on the grind. But, you know, when I went back and watched Jair Alexander last year, I was really impressed. I mean, like, I think it's pretty unfortunate and pretty telling that you have the kind of Jair Alexander experience distilled into two plays where it's the end of the, you know, his second to last game last year. And he undercuts a ball for, you know, a great pass defense in the end zone. And then on the next play, it's another jump ball to the end zone. He kind of, you know, tails off his man to go make a play on it. And he just, you know, completely comes up lame and gimpy. And there's no real obvious explanation for what went wrong in his knee besides the fact that, just, you know, he's clearly not right. So, you know, we'll see if this comes of anything. You know, it could be a Jadeveon Clowney level signing. It could be a Rock Ya-Sin level signing. It's always tough to figure out exactly where these guys, with as many miles on their body and as many injury concerns as Alexander has, can do. I don't think, you know, judging from what I saw last year on tape, like, you want him to be the guy who's matching up with Ja'Marr Chase man on man on, you know, third and five. But I think he's got great eyes in the zone. I think he still has some stickiness in man coverage. And if you're paying, you know, $4 to $5 million a year for a guy like that who can help you cover up one of the few rough spots on your defense, and I say, you know, go ahead and sign that deal.
I guess in terms of trickle down too. I mean, if he and Wiggins can hold things down on the outside, you know, not like exclusively, but. Pretty well, and you have the kind of offense we think they're going to have, which puts a lot of pressure on the other team to keep pace scoring, which means they probably have to throw the ball a lot, which means they're probably trying to spread you out, and you've got the potential to have Marlon and Kyle Hamilton in the slot. I mean, I got to think Chuck Pagano would be pretty excited about that proposition.
Oh, yeah. I think the only guys who aren't excited about this are just the guys at the end of that depth chart.
Yeah.
It's a rough scene for them. It's a rough scene for David Ajabo. It's going to be, yeah, I assume we'll have some injuries in training camp that might clarify the picture. But to your point, Jason, I mean, like, I can't imagine if there's anyone happier in that room right now than Chuck Pagano, because in the time that they hired him, they drafted the top safety in the draft. They got a little bit unlucky with Ardarius, of course, but you know that's what makes Malachi signing so important. And now you've got a guy who can have a potentially rejuvenating prove a year in Baltimore, where maybe he does look more like his old Pro Bowl All Pro self, and he does give you something that he hasn't really been able to give Green Bay in terms of his longevity the past years. And I guess what I'm curious to see is when it is those, heavier formations and the Ravens have to decide, all right, who are going to be our two cornerbacks in the field? Is it going to be Nate Wiggins and Marlon Humphrey? Is it going to be Marlon Humphrey and Jair Alexander? Is it going to be, Jair Alexander and Nate Wiggins? I think that Marlon's pretty clearly number one on that pecking order.
Yeah.
But you've got three super, super talented guys. And I raise that question just because, you know, if they face a lot of teams with a lot of heavy personnel, then that's going to get in the way of Jair Alexander's bid for, 50% snaps. And obviously I don't think he'll be, you know, too pressed for playing time or for money, because he obviously took less to come to Baltimore. But it is just one more wrinkle to kind of consider as the season unfolds.
Jonas, we saw this defense lead the NFL in takeaways in 2023, but then last year really slipped. They were in the bottom half of the league, and we heard Marlon Humphrey last week talk about the importance of getting takeaways this year. This defense on paper, do they have the potential to get back near the top in terms of forcing turnovers?
I mean, on paper they do, sure, but it's such a, you know, spin the wheel type of situation. There's nothing really predictive from year to year that someone or that some team, some defense is going to be near the top of the league in turnovers or turnovers forced. I mean, you know, so much of fumble recoveries is just how the ball bounces. And I think you could say it certainly, a good bit of that applies to interceptions as well. I mean, you know, Kyle Hamilton should have had an interception in that game at Cleveland. And he doesn't, and they go on to lose that game in pretty heartbreaking fashion. So do I think the pass rush should be better with, you know, a fourth-year Travis Jones and another year of Adafi Owe and Mike Green throwing the mix there and Tavis Robinson probably taking a leap? Yeah, certainly. But I think it's probably easier to predict that there will be an uptick in your pressure rate and win rate than there will be in turnovers, just because, you know, there really is no rhythm or line to how these things go from year to year.
Talking with Jonas Schaefer, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Jonas, what do you think of Chuck Smith and his defense of Zach Orr this past week?
It was pretty good to hear. I guess not all that surprising, considering, you know, just some of the slings and arrows that we saw hurled at.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The kind of culture that is there. I think it also, we were talking with you guys last week, just, you know, that this could be a situation where you just want to get ahead of the hype for Chuck Pagano. You know, you want to make sure that everyone knows around the league that Zach Orr is the one who's driving this bus, not anyone else. And, it was curious to see how the Ravens kind of covered it on social and on a website and everything. And it seems like that there was a more of a fervent coverage of it outside of the Ravens than inside the Ravens, which, you know, might speak to just some of the power dynamics there. But I think it's the sign of a healthy locker room, the sign of a healthy player-led culture. And I think we probably overlook how important it is that everyone on the coaching staff is getting along together. And I don't know that that's always been the case, you know, in the past couple of years under John Harbaugh.
Is something... I shouldn't even say a close approximation, but someone who could play multiple offensive line positions in a pinch, not to the level McCary did and not to the extent all five McCary did, but is someone who could toggle maybe between tackle and guard, who's played at a decent, you know, replacement or close to it level at the NFL for some period of their career. Is that still kind of a sneaky need for this team?
Yeah, it is. I think so. But again, you go back and you do the back of the napkin math on this offensive line. And you're like, all right, are you signing a guy like that and hoping to sneak a Dellinger onto the practice squad? Mm-hmm. Or are you, you know, I assume that the Ravens are going to lock in Carson Vinson into their 53 because they don't want to, you know, let another team get their hands on that, you know, all of clay, unless he just has a totally disastrous preseason and he looks, you know, unplayable for 31 other teams. So, it's certainly a need. I think the Emory Jones situation is such a bummer because he was that guy who could toggle. And now if we don't even know when he's coming back, then it's really tough to, you know, say, all right, the next man up at that toggling position is Ben Cleveland, because, you know, we all just remember how disastrous his reps at tackle have been. But, you know, it seemed like he lost a little bit of weight this offseason. Maybe they would trust him to be a little bit more productive out there on an island. Still wouldn't be to my liking, but we'll see how that goes. So if, you know, someone is available there who the Ravens like, you know, wouldn't surprise me. But again, there are just so few, you know, open roster spots right now. And I think if the Ravens aren't going to, you know, play the young guys at cornerback, then I feel like the pressure from Bishotti at some point is going to be like, all right, then what am I investing all these draft picks for? Mm-hmm. These other positions, if we're not going to give them a chance to develop.
Jonas, Lamar Jackson really came to the defense of Mark Andrews when he met with the media last week. What are your expectations for Andrews in terms of production this year? Of course, him and Likely both entering contract years. Is this the year that maybe Likely outproduces Andrews, or is it going to be more of the same?
Yeah, it's a good question. It wouldn't surprise me if he gets more catches. I think Mark is always going to be the more dangerous downfield weapon because he has the speed vertically that I think Isaiah doesn't really have. I thought Mark looked great in OTAs, or I guess more so minicamp, where he was making those kind of prototypical Mark Andrews catches down the seam. He was running those deep crosses where he's just made such a living on over the years in Baltimore. So I think I'm probably in like the 1% of, you know, Baltimore media / Baltimore fans in terms of what my expectations for Mark Andrews are. I think, you know, you look at the film, he's still getting open. You look at the stats that they show that he's still getting open. I think he like the highest, you know, one of the highest average separation scores on like Fantasy Pros, on, you know, one of those other fantasy websites among all the tight ends. So I don't know if he's quite as fast as he used to be in his prime. I think, you know, obviously certainly some of those injuries have taken their toll on him, what he can do dynamically as an athlete. But I still think the world of him as a player. And, you know, would I expect him to go for 1,000 yards this season? Probably not, considering just how many other weapons there are on this team. But listen, I don't think it's I don't think it was a mistake that he was one of the most efficient receivers in the NFL when targeted last year in terms of EPA and pass rating and everything. And he just needs to show up and show it in the playoffs. And you could say that about a lot of guys on this team.
John, is more importantly, with this break, you going to be doing anything interesting before training camp?
Oh, I wish I had more exciting stuff to do. Just get my life in order. Get my life in order and trying to figure out what exactly I could do to kill the time for the next month or so. But no grand vacations planned or anything like that. Maybe I'll, you know, do a cool weekend somewhere. But for the most part, just trying to figure some stuff out.
You could always try to see how much chocolate and whole milk you could drink
in a four-hour
span.
Yeah,
if you get ridiculously bored.
Yeah.
You could try the Beltway Ben Hall Challenge.
Yeah.
Half gallon of whole milk, half gallon of chocolate milk in a four-hour span.
Yes. He did it and lived to tell the tale.
Chasing before I had type 1 diabetes, that would have been something I absolutely would have done.
Oh.
Now it's probably not such a great idea.
Yeah.
So you put down some milk back in the day?
Ben has type 1.
Yeah, Ben has diabetes too.
He's calling you out.
I didn't ever do the gallon challenges, but I probably crushed, you know, three bowls of Honey Nut Cheerios and Honey Bunches of those back in the day. So I love milk. I think I attribute my sterling medical record, otherwise, I mean, the diabetes notwithstanding, to just pounding milk as a kid, like never broken a bone, never torn a ligament. And I do think my chances of osteoporosis are pretty low, just with how much milk I had as a kid.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He will not be drinking a gallon of milk anytime soon. But
Ben will be drinking for two.
Yes, Ben will be drinking for the both of you. Jonas, thanks as always, man.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Coming up next, a little purple rain in the forecast. Ravens are in Super Bowl or bust mode, and part of that could be winning all their home games. Could the Ravens run the table at home? They have not done it often, and it's been a minute. We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.